Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Right, welcome to our next Irish Illustrated Insider Recruiting Extra podcast. I'm Pete Sampson, joined by Kevin Sinclair. As always, for once, I'm also in the Pacific Northwest, covering the opening at Nike headquarters for the next 5 days. Kevin's up in Vancouver area, British Columbia. And so we're talking a lot about the opening. It is the center of the college football recruiting universe this week and really the college football universe in general. But Kevin, I've written a ton about what I want to see this weekend, who I want to see. I got to see a little bit this morning with install George Takacs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Kevin Austin Jr. We're all out here running around. Kevin Austin Jr. was really impressive. Physically, so well put together. Looks like an A-list number one receiver out of the gate right now. But, you know, from a little bit more of a distance, what are the storylines that you're going to want to be tracking this weekend as you sort of follow who's who, who's repping with whom, and who's winning one-on-one reps down here at Nike?
Yeah, I'm first of all, I'm interested big time in seeing how Notre Dame's commits make out while they're there. You know, sort of starting with Jason Ademilola, you know, we all know he took a huge sort of ratings jump with a lot of, you know, with all of the services. You know, he's top 100 with some. He's, you know, a high four-star recruit. And I'm interested to see how warranted that was. I'd love to sort of have a look at his film and see how he makes out against sort of top talent. You know, that's a guy that's going to be really important for Notre Dame in the future. Jamian Franklin, you know, some people were really surprised that he got, you know, chosen to go to the opening finals. You know, we're talking about a kid who is ranked as a two-star, you know, just not too many months ago. And it's going to be interesting to see how he makes out. And if, you know, Jason Ademilola and Jamian Franklin are two of the top guys there, I mean, that's adding two big pieces to the middle of Notre Dame's defense. And that'll be obviously really important for them. You know, George Takacs, really interested to see how he has sort of developed as well. I know he's put on, you know, quite a bit of really good weight since the end of his season. He's up to 242 pounds. I believe he started the season around 228. So you talk about, you know, a guy who's put on about 15 pounds since, you know, the film that we've all watched. It's going to be interesting to see how he stacks up against a lot of the talent out there. And you know, there's going to be some, I guess, obviously the relationship building between some of the commits and, you know, some of the targets out there is going to be really important. I know that many defensive backs I've spoken with, especially from the South, are really high on Derek Allen sort of as a person and as a player. He seems to be sort of like Mr. Popular when it comes to defensive backs in the South. He just is. Telly Plummer, Dante Burton, several of all just talked about how great of a guy he is. And to have him out there, you know, showing what he's got, you know, other recruits might be interested in playing with him at the college level, and that'll be important. Obviously, Houston Griffith is there. Same sort of almost goes with Ovi Agufo. He's definitely always one of my sort of favorite recruits to speak with. Super mature, just kind of fun guy to talk to. Him being there is really cool as well. And then moving on to sort of the targets that are out there, obviously, Pete, you saw Kevin Austin out there. He said that, you know, physically he looked really well put together. Like he's, you know, really putting a lot of time in the gym. It's going to be great to see how he stacks up. You know, sort of the latest, you know, one of the latest guys to come on their board, William Craig, to have him out there working with the big offensive lineman. You know, he's a little undersized, but we get to see his feet and how he stacks up as a tackle. Obviously, we'll be able to learn a little bit more through interviews and that about, you know, when he's going to visit Notre Dame and how high up he is on their board, how serious he is about academics, all those things that we ask recruits. you know, it's going to be interesting to see how Jack Lamb does. I don't know if he's working out at Mike or the outside linebacker position. It'll be interesting to see how he stacks up that way. He's another guy who's put on a little bit of weight. Cam McGrone, how he's moving. There's Shane Simon, how he does in coverage as well. Can he cover those, you know, super speedy receivers, especially out of the slot, which he'll probably be stacked up against, pressing up against. Our offensive lineman, Sam Taimani, we don't know a whole lot about him yet either. He's received an offer, also changed his name in the time. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what he brings to the table as well. There's some guys who kind of, we look like we're on the outside looking in. It'll be just sort of interesting to see if somehow, some way they, you know, get a little bit more interested in Notre Dame throughout the opening and speaking with some of the commits, and we'll see how things shape up.
Yeah, it's so many of those guys are ones that I'm going to be interested most to see too. I mean, Taimani is somebody I want to get into our five guys segment later, but and I don't want to talk too much about Kevin Austin because he's the first of my five guys, but talking to him today, I asked him just like, okay, your physicality, and I'm not saying like rough and tough, I'm just saying the way you're put together, is that genetics, is it weight room? He said it's definitely a lot of both, but you look at the other receivers who are out there and it's clear that he is just cut from a different cloth genetically in terms of what he can bring to the table. So he's a really intriguing prospect. I think I liked him more just watching him today than I did on highlight tape or seeing him walk around Notre Dame's campus, obviously. So there's a ton to get into there. Amon-Ra St. Brown isn't somebody I got to watch a ton today, but highly competitive. I think another member of the Notre Dame beat media said he reminded him of Michael Floyd in terms of how competitive he was to get reps. So that's something that I'm really going to be curious to see moving forward, because that's really one of the most important things I want to see at these camps and combines from prospects, is how competitive are you to get work. And to me, Jalen Smith was the gold standard in that, where he always wanted to get a rep no matter what the combine was, whether it was the opening, the Rivals five-star challenge, or the best of the Midwest in a dome in the middle of February in Indianapolis. So guys who really want to get work, that's critical to me. And then I'll be curious a little bit on some of the fringe receivers Notre Dame's taking a look at. Chase Cota's out here. Other guys, Tommy Bush is out here. Anthony Schwartz is out here. I don't really expect Notre Dame to be players there. Although Kevin Austin did mention Chase Cota a little bit today because they connected at the Blue Gold game in April. So there's going to be a ton to watch. I'd say that Jamie and Franklin, is he maybe a four-star prospect? That would be high on my list too. I think that's pretty high on Jamie and Franklin's list in terms of storylines he would like to see covered out here. So that I'll be curious to see how all that shakes out. But before we get into our five guys segment, since we have audio from a couple top Irish prospects, Kevin Austin and George Takacs, we're going to play that now. Picks up with me talking to George Takacs sort of about when he knew it was going to be Notre Dame, even if that wasn't something he wanted to announce on social media or to reporters in general. And then you'll hear from Kevin Austin a little bit about how much he's keeping tabs on Notre Dame's class, particularly when Braden Lindsay decommitted. How did Notre Dame staff deal with that with Austin? Because they certainly are putting a lot of time in with him. My sources tell me that while they don't feel like it's a done deal, they at least feel like they're in good position there. So right now you're going to hear from George Takacs and Kevin Austin, and then Kevin and I will come back on the other side of that. We'll do our Five Guys segment for this week's Irish Illustrated Insider Recruiting Extra Podcast. And I guess, I mean, when the recruiting process started, did you know it was always going to end with Notre Dame, even if that was something you didn't want to articulate to media and coaches?
When I first started out, Notre Dame was kind of my school, and that's how they get some other offers, so I could look around. At that point, it was just a business decision. I was looking at, like, for the best interest for me.
Mm-hmm.
It just turned out that Notre Dame happened to, I think, had the best of everything I wanted.
Yeah. So. In terms of the recruiting process, I was curious, like, how Chip Long went about recruiting you, if he was a guy you had a lot of contact with, or was more Autry?
It was Chip Long and Coach Jensen. Okay. Yeah, they're both texting me almost every day and keeping in touch and they calling me.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time with Chip Long. Okay. I visit. I you know, I went through a lunch with those guys, and it was just, I mean, they were both great.
Yeah.
And, like, how did they have to recruit you that hard? Did they recruit you that hard?
I mean, I just in terms of contact, I mean, every day. Some kids like it, some kids don't.
Yeah, I mean, I was never a guy that was really into the hard recruiting thing. Got annoying. I mean, they knew that too. I mean, they backed off a little bit. They weren't like in my face like a lot of coaches were. But I mean, they still pushed me hard. I mean, you could tell they really wanted me.
Mm-hmm. And what is it about Long style that you feel like you connect with? You got to have a relationship with your coach.
I just think he's a great guy. I mean, he's going to push you. He's not going to baby you. But at the same time, I think he's definitely going to get the best out of it as a player.
I'm just curious, like, how much do you follow how Notre Dame's classes come together? You know, maybe when Braden Lindsey decommitted and they're down to just one receiver, does that register with you, or are the commits or coaches telling you about that?
Yes, you know, Coach Alexander, he said since Braden Lindsey decommitted, he had to offer a couple other receivers in case they just don't get me. And so, you know, he was just telling me that, of course, I'm still their number one option and that they really want me. So, you know, just that's what he's been telling me.
Does that matter? Like, that a coach says, hey, you're our number one?
No, not really, because, you know, they keep telling anyone else that. Yeah. So I'm just, you know, just staying on my path and what I want in life.
And just lastly, physically, you're probably more put together than a lot of the receivers out here. Just good genetics, or, like, how much is sort of weight room and strength part of your routine and how you train?
Both. I have really great genetics. You know, my mom and my dad, their parents were really strong and healthy. And my coach, John Garrish, you know, he really put me through a lot my last summer to get me to what I have to be this year, because last year I had to be, you know, the guy to step up since my sophomore year, C.J. Riley, that went to NC State. Mm-hmm. He left, and I needed to be that guy to, you know, step up for my team. So he really put me through the summer workouts and training after practice and doing things, little things that were going to get me better for the season.
Welcome back to Irish Illustrated Insider Recruiting Extra. Pete Sampson and Kevin Sinclair back with you. Our Five Guys segment. Kevin, you go first. In the last week, it hasn't just been all opening coverage. New offers going out. The cornerback board looks a little bit different. Also, Notre Dame had a camp last weekend. Some intriguing names visited, some new offers there too. So where do you want to start this week with your five guys?
Yeah, there's been lots, camps, visits, everything. I'm going to start with cornerback Telly Plummer, 2018 class, 6 foot, 185 pounds, three-star out of Fairburn, Georgia, Langston Hughes High School. This week he released his top five of Georgia Tech, Louisville, Ole Miss, Penn State, and Notre Dame. I caught up with them, you know, within the hour after he released his top group, and he had lots of great things to say about Notre Dame. He explained all of his, you know, top schools, his reasons why they all sort of made that list, and early playing time seemed to be pretty important to him. And he said, you know, in terms of talking about his discussions with Todd Light, it was apparent that early playing time at Notre Dame angle has been played pretty hard with him. You know, he's very in tune with the fact they didn't get any cornerbacks last year. And this year, you know, they obviously lost their only cornerback commit. So getting on the field early for him was important. He's been kind of tricky to get a really solid film evaluation on from a defensive back perspective. In terms of his highlight film is, I would say, at least 80% all run support stuff. Which he does, I would say, certainly excels at. He's kind of has wide shoulders and sort of long arms. He's got a wide tackle radius, takes great angles to the football. Really like his pursuit. He hits hard. He knows how to wrap. You know, he's just a really outstanding tackler. And just trying to sort of get more of a read on how he is in coverage has been a little tricky for me. But considering he's picked up some good offers, especially in the last couple of months, you know, some SEC offers and stuff like that, sort of tells me that people are comfortable with offering this kid. And, you know, some sort of Notre Dame connections. He's really good friends with Derek Allen. They played in, I believe it was an all-star game together. They got the 7-on-7 stuff down in that area where they sort of kind of bond. He said his sort of best 2018 recruit buddy is also Dante Burton, who's another cornerback who's, you know, he has an offer from Notre Dame and is also really considering Notre Dame. He said he's also been hearing, Telly Plummer said he's also been hearing from Marquis Stepp. So it sounds like, you know, Notre Dame and Notre Dame's commits, the staff are all, you know, really pushing for him. He's going to be visiting Notre Dame on July 24th. And then he says he wants to make his announcement for his decision on July 28th, which is his birthday. He said if he hasn't decided by then, that he'll maybe extend it a bit more, but he sounded like he pretty much had his heart set on that date. So, you know, with Dante Burton also visiting probably in July, I spoke with him. CJ Johnson's put out his top two of Iowa and Notre Dame. We might be getting a bit more of, you know, some happenings here with Notre Dame's cornerback class.
Yeah, they need it. I'm going to bounce outside the opening and go back to Notre Dame's camp last weekend and go with Zach Harrison, the 2019 defensive end from Lewis Center, Ohio, 6'5 and a half, 242. He's a top player in the Midwest on scout for his class 2019. And Alan True, our scout Midwest guy, when he was putting together his Midwest rankings, he used the name Jalen Smith in the first sentence to describe Zach Harrison. And I'll quote him. It says, "It has been since Jalen Smith in 2013 that we have had this big of a combine freak on the defensive side of the ball in the Midwest." So that's where Harrison stands. He visited Notre Dame for the camp, not his first look at Notre Dame. And I got a photo sent to me of Harrison standing next to John Dirksen and Cole Mayberry. And you definitely could not pick out which was the 2019 and which were the 2018 guys in that photo. Harrison is that well put together. I think he's a guy that, you know, look, he's a top guy in Ohio. Ohio State and Michigan really, really want him. So it will be really difficult to get him out. But he's visited a few times already. There's some familiarity on Notre Dame's side. There's no question the path to playing time is shorter at Notre Dame than it is at Michigan or Ohio State. So we'll see where that shakes out. But Zach Harrison is not just a name to know. It's a name that you probably should be getting a little bit excited about if you're into pass rushing, fierce, freak athlete defensive ends, which I think everybody is who listens to this podcast. So he's my number one guy this week.
Yeah, he's something. My number two on my list here is linebacker Jack Lamb. So he's definitely a hot topic in Notre Dame recruiting at the moment. Jack Lamb visited with his dad Den Lamb on Friday. Definitely they rolled out the red carpet here for him. 6 foot four, 224 pounds is what he weighed in at Notre Dame. So he's put on a bit of weight. He's out of Temecula, California, Great Oak High School, really strong program there. And he's released the top five of Notre Dame, UCLA, Washington, Penn State, and Oregon. And he's ranked the number 112 overall recruit in the country. And I've said it before, I think that is right about where he should be. He's you watch his film, he just sort of does everything right and can rush the passer off the edge. His great speed is really, really good length. So he just really chews up field in a hurry. Great instincts. We're talking about a kid with Princeton, Yale, Dartmouth offers. He's going to be an early enrollee without having to do a whole bunch of extra work in the summer. Definitely all those Notre Dame traits. He's a really great kid. High academics, like I said, and he's a darn good football player. There's a lot of speculation about sort of who leads for him. I know that UCLA has sort of put in the most work for him, and they're close to his home, so I see the connections there. Those are very obvious. Notre Dame, I first spoke with Jack Lamb probably about 2 months before he got his offer. He was always among the top of my list of kids who I was wondering why they didn't have an offer from Notre Dame. Eventually he got that offer. He was always very excited to get an offer from Notre Dame. He was antsy about it. And he got that offer, and he fit Notre Dame in his top five, regardless of the fact that he hadn't visited. He has that visit under his belt now. It went really good. He spent time with, Brian Polian. He's been putting in a lot of work with him. Coach Lee, Coach Elko, they spoke with him, in depth about the defense. He feels really comfortable about the defense. I wouldn't rule out sort of Mike linebacker for Jack Lamb as well. I know that, obviously they have Bo Bauer committed, but Jack Lamb's only played sort of part of his last season at outside linebacker, and he's considered by a lot at outside linebacker, but, he has a lot of talent at the Mike linebacker position, and given his, intelligence and, I'm assuming that he'd be the kind of guy who could pick up a defense, be able to quarterback a defense really well. He could be a kid who cross-trains at both. But nonetheless, he's a kid that they want. It's just goes to show you that Notre Dame's still in it for a lot of really talented recruits that are really considering Notre Dame. They could end up with a very, very good defensive class this year.
Yeah, no question. Another guy that will be fun to see how he stacks up with the other elite guys out here at the opening this week. Number two, I'll double back to Kevin Austin just because you can't talk about Kevin Austin enough. I already talked about how physically well he was put together. So I'll get into his recruitment a little bit more because it was fun talking to him about Miami, Tennessee, and Duke, and how he really has better connections at all those schools than Notre Dame, at least when his process started. So Notre Dame had to come from behind to, in my opinion at least, move into the pole position. But I think with Chip Long, Dell Alexander, Autry Denson, he mentioned all three of those guys have been recruiting him pretty hard. I mentioned Denson and Alexander by name. Austin said, no, Chip Long's really involved too. He likes the offense, likes what they're doing. So I came into this event thinking, you know, hey, if could Austin commit while he's here? I think if the event was still on ESPN and sort of a big deal in national media, that might happen. That's how they, you know, Robert Hainsey, Chase Claypool both committed on national TV the last couple of years. But Austin said he's going to wait a little bit. We'll make a decision before his senior season. Time's running out on that. Overall, I like Notre Dame's position there. I think that they will, in some ways, run out the clock on this one more than just sort of, I think, have a slam dunk get here. But I like Notre Dame's position. It won't shock me if he goes somewhere else, but I do think if Kevin Austin had to decide today, Notre Dame would be the pick. So he's number two on my list.
Right on. Number three on my list is 2019 safety Jeremiah Gray. I really, really like this prospect, both from a, you know, from a film perspective and just speaking with him a few times now. I wrote a sort of a post-visit interview article interview article as well. You know, he's out of North Carolina, Charlotte Christian High School. Scouts just sort of released more in-depth rankings of the 2019 recruits, and he's sitting as a three-star at the moment. Has offers from BYU, East Carolina, Penn State, Purdue, South Carolina, and Wake Forest. The Wake Forest is sort of an important aspect here in that Coach Mike Elko offered him back when he was at Wake Forest, so he sort of has that connection with him. Something also interesting with him is his father, Derwin Gray, played in the NFL for 6 years. Five of those years were with the Colts. And then he came with his father to visit on Saturday to check out Notre Dame. And I guess it sounded like the visit went very, very well. He spent time with Todd Light as well, explained the defense sort of really in depth with him, told him that they sort of like him at the field corner position and at free safety. So he's 6'1", 195, so he's got a really good sort of frame to work with. You know, for his program in high school, he plays corner, safety, and outside linebacker. If you haven't seen his film, check him out, Jeremiah Gray. Definitely a player to know about. And Notre Dame sort of has a bunch of, you know, really talented targets at safety in the 2019 class. You start with sort of Brian Williams from Texas. He's, you know, a five-star recruit, I believe. He made it for Irish Invasion, and then you got Litchfield Adjovan from Virginia. Then there's a few who don't have offers yet, but Cameron Kelly, he's picked up offers for, I believe, Clemson and Stanford lately. He's a big Notre Dame fan, going to be visiting Notre Dame this summer. Sebastian Castro out of Iowa is another intriguing prospect, and now Jeremiah Gray. So, you know, it looks like they could end up with a really good class in 2019. They at least have a lot of kids with a lot of talent looking at Notre Dame right now.
Yeah, I'll go back to the opening with George Takis as my number three guy. You know, I got a chance to see him work out live for the first time, for me at least, today. I like the way he moved. I thought he was going to plod a little bit more than he did. Is he the second coming of Alize Mack? Absolutely not. He's not Kyle Rudolph either. But I think in terms of a kid who you look at and think, yeah, he could be 250, 255, you sort of see that. I think he's much bigger than Jerm Smythe was coming out of high school, if you want to make a like-for-like comparison. Certainly bigger than Nick Wisher as well. I'm sort of upgrading my interest in George Takis a little bit because I thought maybe he would be more in the Wisher Smythe 5-year plan, but needing maybe 2 or 3 years to get his weight in a position that, you know, he could compete at the college level. I don't think he's the next Brock Wright or the next Cole Kmet, but I think he's going to be a really nice complement to those guys. And I thought he moved very well on Thursday morning. It's going to be fun to watch him throughout the weekend. And I like self-awareness in prospects too. And Tack has told me that he's also really interested to see how well he can get open against elite linebackers and safeties. So he's going to have an opportunity to do that when the 7-on-7 tournament really gets rolling on Sunday. But first impressions, I like what he saw. So George Tack is number 3 this week.
Number 4 for me, D-tackle, Rodus Johnson, out of Ohio, 6'4", 275 pounds. This kid's just a big, kind of freakishly athletic defensive tackle. Last season, he kind of started out as just a guard. And I guess in the last 4 games of this season, they played him on both sides of the line. He played some defensive tackle. Now, in those 4 games, he had 20 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, and 3 sacks. So before he came and visited Notre Dame for the Elite Lineman Camp on Saturday, I spoke with him, and he was already really high on Notre Dame. He goes to a private Catholic school, St. Francis de Sales, in Columbus. And he just said that he really, really liked sort of the combination of faith, family, and tradition, and sort of the way the campus is set up at Notre Dame and how similar it is to his current program. It was really important to him it was really interesting to him and intriguing to him to be going to a school that was, so similar to the one he's at, which I guess apparently he loves so much. So he has offers from Cincinnati, Colorado State, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Minnesota, Northwestern, Pitt, Rutgers, and West Virginia, and now he added an offer from Notre Dame. I guess he went down to Notre Dame with his dad. They got there early and met with Coach Elston. He sort of showed them around the facilities and had a really good chat with them. So Notre Dame sits really well for this kid. Similar to the 2019 safety situation I just talked about, Notre Dame's doing well with the defensive line in 2019. I wrote an article about all the Midwest talent there is along the defensive line. It's also Juwan Briggs, who will be at who's at the opening right now as well. He plays defensive tackle as well. Notre Dame's just, it seems like they have some really intriguing and talented recruits looking their way early from the 2019 class. Rodus Johnson's one of them. That's really great. I'm wondering about sort of with his size and talent. He told me that the Notre Dame staff said that he had some really athletic, quick twitch movements. You talk about a kid that size with really good grades, young, getting those kind of stats out of a big program. You got to wonder if the SEC is going to come along and start offering him as well, get in on Rodus Johnson and how that will affect his recruitment down the line. Those are all the things you got to think of when you're looking at 2019 targets, who's going to start targeting them as well. So we'll see how that goes, but he is high on Notre Dame and they obviously were high on it, enough on him to offer him early.
Yeah, I think being a first major offer will be significant there too. Another opening prospect, Sam Taimani. Last time I talked to him, he was Sam Vakalaki. He actually changed his name. He's being raised by his grandparents right now, so it's a change to honor them and that family. Talked to his coach last week. Feels like he could be a great defensive tackle, a great guard or center. He's going to work out at guard center this week. I believe guard at the opening. I'm excited to see this kid work out because you see his highlight tape on Scout and he's just a mean dude, and that is one of the things I want most in an offensive lineman or defensive lineman. But if Taimani can bring that and can ragdoll some people and get in their face and really bring it on, I believe, the lineman challenges on Sunday here, that is going to go a long way to convincing me that Notre Dame needs this guy in the class, that the fact that they're focusing on pure tackles needs to have an exception for Sam Taimani, the 6'2", 296-pound 4-star prospect out of Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm very intrigued to see this guy work out live in person here at Nike this weekend. So he's number 4 for me.
For sure. That's a tough kid. My 5th guy, my last guy, and my 3rd 2019 recruit to bring up in this top 5 is Dylan Morris, quarterback, 2019 class, 4-star recruit out of Graham, Washington, Graham Capozzin High School. The scout rankings, like I said, have just sort of been shaping up, and he's listed as the number 2 quarterback in the West in the class, number 3 quarterback overall and number 44 overall recruit. Now he's at 6'1", 180 pounds, and I know that sort of came up in our message board, his height and that. This is a kid who has an elite arm. His arm, sort of his style sort of reminds me of Hunter Johnson, who went to Clemson that Notre Dame was recruiting. So in kind of in comparison to the other quarterbacks on their board right now, I mean, JT Daniels is, you know, he's ranked as the number one quarterback in the country. Dylan Morris is number two just behind him. And then the other quarterback who's not committed anywhere would be Bo Nix out of Alabama. And he's two spots below Dylan Morris. So, you know, he's kind of in between those two. But he's a kid who hasn't quite caught on until just recently when Notre Dame offered him. Within that week, you know, he'd received offers from Cal Cal, Notre Dame, and Oregon, sorry. Before that, he'd only had offers from Fresno State, Nebraska, Oregon State, Washington, and Washington State. Now, that's not a bad offer list by any means, but for the number three quarterback in the country, you know, it's he's definitely going to be adding a lot more offers. As of right now, I really like where Notre Dame sit with him. He visited Notre Dame for 2 days on Friday and Saturday with his dad and his brother. It's a big trip all the way from Washington. They spent all of Friday with the coaching staff, touring the campus facilities, all that stuff. And then he came back on Saturday, and Tommy Rees ran him through drills. He threw the ball for the staff. They had a really good chat with Brian Kelly, with all the coaching staff. A couple days later, he got the offer. So, like I said, I really like where Notre Dame sits with him. Dylan Morris told me that he absolutely loved everything about the visit. He really liked the coaching staff. But, of course, considering, you know, the, how high his talent is, this kid's going to be adding a lot more offers, especially all through the Pac-12. And we'll see how things go from there. But he's a kid who's really high on the Irish. I could, you know, see him easily end up being Notre Dame's guy in the 2019 class.
Yeah. All right. Last guy for me, Kevin, you wrote about this kid today. He just picked up an offer from Notre Dame. It's Shay Malusi. I think I'm pronouncing that right, or Chez, but could go either way. But he's a 6 foot, about 190, 95 pound running back out of Naples, Florida. You know, knows George Takacs not well, but knows of him, not the same high school. And it's very interesting to see this kid's top two being Notre Dame and UCLA, considering he's from basically Miami's backyard. But he's moved around a little bit, has some family in Virginia, family in Chicago, so he's much more of a national mindset in terms of his roots. And that plays well for Notre Dame, because kids who are born and bred in South Florida have a hard time leaving that area. Kids who have moved to South Florida from a couple different spots and have family all over the country, it's a completely different story. So Malusi's a guy that you don't maybe necessarily need to track hardcore right now, but I think he's somebody that you'll see coming up for the USC game or the Georgia game, or, you know, maybe a game in November where Notre Dame just gets that recruitment started in the fall. So he will definitely be a name to know moving forward, even if he's not real hot right now, as Notre Dame wants to see how their running back situation shakes out with their scholarship distribution. So that's it for our five guys this week. We'll be back next week to recap all the stuff that I'm seeing at the opening over the next 4.5 days. It's going to be a wild amount of information to digest. We'll have more interviews with prospects on our next recruiting podcast, and you can keep it on Irish Illustrated for video highlights of Notre Dame's prospects and commits, instant analysis with me, some analysis from scouts, analysts as well. We'll have all that on Irish Illustrated the next few days as I set up shop in Beaverton, Oregon for the opening finals. It's a great event. So until our next podcast, Pete Sampson, Kevin Sinclair, you've been listening to another Irish Illustrated Insider Recruiting Extra brought to you by IrishIllustrated.com.